Job Creators Network Foundation launches campaign exposing Amazon's plot to kill small businesses. By Jerome Hudson on February 11, 2021. Amazon has made a thinly veiled attempt to kill its small business competitors, the Job Creators Network Foundation says. Now the pro-small business organization is launching what it called a multifaceted campaign to unmask Amazon's plan to decimate small businesses. Amazon has been running op-eds and advertisements urging lawmakers to more than double the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, Job Creators Network said in press release. After nearly a year of pandemic-related shutdowns, a $15 minimum wage could be a death blow to the thousands of small businesses already hanging on by a thread. The campaign is housed on PrimeBusinessBuster.com and also includes a full-page advertisement in the Wall Street Journal running today, Thursday. View the ad here. The effort from JCN to expose Amazon comes just days after the Congressional Budget Office released a report that made it clear that raising minimum wage, via the Raise the Wage Act being pushed by President Joe Biden and Democratic lawmakers, to $15 by 2025 would increase the federal budget deficit by $54 billion between 2021 and 2031, spike the price of goods and services, and cost as many as 1.4 million jobs. Amazon executives may be fooling the mainstream media into believing their push for a higher minimum wage is to help workers, but small businesses aren't falling for their tricks, said Elaine Parker, president of the Job Creators Network Foundation. Parker has published an op-ed in the Los Angeles Daily News, in which he shines a spotlight on Amazon for their $15 minimum wage advocacy. Although Main Street may not be the intended target of Amazon's minimum wage hoodwink, it's certainly an added benefit. More than doubling the federal minimum wage will crush small business competitors across the country and could eliminate 2.7 million jobs, Parker said. This campaign is just one of many ways the Job Creators Network Foundation is following through on its mission to educate Americans about the real-world impact bad government policies have on businesses, their employees, and the economy. This week, independent theater owners are speaking out and sounding the alarm on the Democrats and the Biden White House's $15 minimum wage hike plan. That would kill us, Byron Berkeley, owner of Foothills Entertainment in Kilgore, Texas, told Variety. We couldn't justify raising our admission prices and concession prices to compensate for that kind of increase and still expect people to patronize the business. It would be disastrous. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler at Jerome E. Hudson.